is someone who's spoken before many times for peace and equality and for Palestine. He is the father of Julian Assange, but he is a peace activist of long standing in his own right. This is the first time we've had the chance to hear him speak since Julian was free, and one day we hope that Julian is recovered enough from his ordeal to come and speak himself. But in the meantime, please make welcome John Shipton.
Familiar faces that have been fighting for Julian's freedom and fought successfully for Julian's freedom. So, congratulations. The next job may be a bit harder. By their actions we shall know them. 1947, November. The partition of Palestine. Yes. 1947, November, the partition of Palestine. 54% by 44%. The Arabs, representing the Christians and the Muslims, objected, as they were the principal polarity there, more of them. They also owned the land, most of the land. And that was the start of where we came to today. 1967, Resolution 181. Sorry, Resolution 242. Israel to retreat to the 1967 borders. Ignored. Derided. Spat upon. Ismail Haniyeh. In Ramadan last month, his family, his sons, and his grandchildren were murdered. The man who was raped by 9 men with sticks died yesterday.
Shame.
Let's examine what their actions produce and bear witness to it, and strengthen our hearts with a determination that's a resolution stronger than iron. The Lancet estimates 186,000 deaths. Paul Craig Roberts estimates 500,000 dead. Ambassador Charles Freeman estimates 600,000 dead. Ralph Nader at Christmas estimated 200,000 dead. We mourn them. Every single one. 21,000 children dead. Let it sink in. 21,000 children dead. 17,000 amputations of children's limbs. By their actions you shall know them. Polio has now broken out in Gaza. Hepatitis, 40,000 children have hepatitis. Dysentery, It's common. You know what dysentery means? You shit yourself to death. Sorry for my crude words, but there's no other way that together we can face and evaluate them by their actions. Before October, 500 trucks per day came into Gaza to feed 2.2 million people. Last week there were 54. Starvation. They deliberately starve 2.2 million people, or those that are left. Deliberately. Calculatedly. They boast about it. Cockroaches in a bottle, they say, running around. Take it into your heart. Harden your heart against the imprecations of innocence that these people carry on with, and mount sympathy that steals the soul to ensure that we participate in alleviation of this great crime, this monstrous crime. We speak of the prisoners here today, but I speak of the 2.2 million that are clearly imprisoned. Those prison walls have three layers of protection, automatic machine guns, drones constantly. You hear the sound when you listen to the scalding videos that come out. You hear the sound of the drones overhead. We witness that men walking home. The other day I saw one, I can't get over it, and forgive me for mentioning it, but a family came with white flags. A sniper shot one of the kids. Other members of the family went out to rescue. They were shot. There was one child whimpering on the ground. Whimpering. His uncle went to get him. His uncle was shot. And then they shot the child. Take it into your heart. And steel yourself to participate in the fullness of righteousness to bring alleviation to the people of Palestine. For they, if we know that they will do that to children, we know that they can do that willingly to ours. It hangs over the Middle East like a black cloud. Grief, incandescent rage. And just, you know, a last comment. In my view, it has been the determination of the United States and its allies to destroy the Ummah. That is the umbrella of the Islamic civilization, to reduce it so that those followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him, see that he cannot protect them, that their God is impotent. That is their determination, to destroy a flower of human life, a civilization. You don't believe me? I can name them. Sudan, broken up. Libya, smashed beyond repair. Iraq, reduced where children, anyway, you know. Syria, still struggling with occupation. Entire cities destroyed. Fallujah, Mosul. That's the determination that these people have. By their actions ye shall know them. And together, after this day, I work with you constantly to alleviate this murderous impulse that's turned these ordinary people into monsters, possessed as they are. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.